Hello and
Hello.
welcome to another episode of the Nostalgic Garden Podcast.
Very
Today we are joined by a very special guest,
exciting.
Maida.
Yay.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here in your lovely podcast.
Thank you, Maida Helsinki. What on earth have I let myself in for? These mad English people, because very exotically. Because we're normally just very focused, literally on our doorstep, aren't we, at home? But we've gone international with this one.
Yay.
Where are you based? Is it California?
Yes, so it's a lovely town. It's called the Wine Country. It's north to
Oh,
San Diego.
lovely.
It's very green and lovely here. Mostly sunny. Most of the year it's sunny. And it's really look like Tuscany and like the wine country area.
I
Lovely.
want to move.
Let's do a swap. We'll come and stay with you one time. No,
Come, you're welcome
oh,
anytime.
thank you. Inviting myself. And you would be most welcome to come to the UK, come and stay with us.
Thank you.
Well, how wonderful. So we first fell in love with Metal at the summit. We did the summit together,
Yes, we
didn't
did
we?
the hobby school. I can't remember the full name now. What was it? The
Express yourself. It was about expressing yourself.
Art of expression.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so
Very
much.
organized.
Yes. Yes. So we were both speakers on the summit
Yes.
and we saw Maytel's work and we said, oh my goodness.
We just fell in love with it
We
because
did.
we could t I could
Thank you.
similar to watercolor, but with a twist, which is really
Well,
exciting.
we haven't even told the listeners what
Yeah.
Maytel's beautiful work is.
Should we let her let
Would you mind?
Sure. So I paint with coffee, just coffee and water, and similar techniques to watercolor. And I started by painting with watercolors, and I heard about coffee art, and I just had to try it because I love coffee. I drink a lot of coffee, actually.
I can
We have four kids, so I'm tired all the time.
it's needed, it's necessary. Hats off to you just for that, if nothing else.
And I just get hooked. It's this simple, earthy material. You don't need much preparation or a fancy color palette, although I have those too. Just coffee and water and your imagination.
Perfect.
And you create everything from nothing, actually.
Amazing. Isn't that great? I wondered if you first got into it, if like me, you dipped your brush in the coffee by accident and then painted.
Many times.
Really?
I've done it with red wine as well.
Oh.
With red
Yeah,
wine, actually.
exactly. Maybe
Yeah,
too much
funny.
red wine. Maybe
Yeah.
that was the problem. But in California, they do make such amazing wine, don't they? So coffee, does it come in lots of different colors? I mean, obviously it's coffee colors, but are there darker and lighter shades that you can work with?
So I got used to work with one espresso cup with one coffee, and I just decide if I want lighter tones, so I dilute it with more water. And if I don't want darker tones, I just do mo many, many layers on top of each other until I get the really dark, even black tones.
Wow,
So it's
amazing.
almost got that kind of slightly nostalgic sepia feel to it as well, which is lovely. It gives.
Yes. I love the vintage look. After you finish any painting, it's gets like a nostalgic, like an old photo.
Yeah, it's
if I
beautiful.
may say, perfect for this
Yeah.
podcast,
See what we did there.
the
Very good. Very good.
Nostalgic
I missed that one completely. So well
Garden. I love
done.
it. So, one of the reasons why wonderful, talented Maytel is here with us today is because in 1 week's time, we're very excited to be doing a collaboration together,
Yay. So
which is
exciting.
Across the
Exciting.
pond, international collaboration.
Yeah,
Wonderful.
absolutely. We're doing the Double the Fun Shell Art collaboration. So we'll talk in more detail at the end. But basically, if you're super eager, you can already right now visit the link in the description, in the show notes, where you can see our website pages and get all the information on the fantastic collab. But as a very brief summary, basically, obviously Mum paints in watercolor and lovely Maytel paints in coffee. So we have one shell sketch, and in the tutorial, which is a pre-recorded video, you can learn how to paint the shell both in watercolor and coffee and sort of
Yay.
compare the two techniques. So
Double
you'll
the fun.
double the fun, you'll come away with two finished artworks, and it's totally free. You just have to sign up to our mailing lists.
Oh,
So,
well,
yeah, very
I really
exciting.
enjoyed doing it actually. It was really fun.
Good.
And I tried to work to quite a narrow color palette with the
Yeah.
watercolors. So it's sort of comparable, but obviously not exactly the same. I did push the boat out, include a bit of bright orange with mine. So call me a daredevil.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I can't wait to see the comparison really between the two. I've really enjoyed doing my watercolor, and I haven't done it yet, but I'm gonna have a go at the coffee one as
Yeah,
well. It'll be really good fun.
just for fun.
Yeah, it'll
Same
be.
here. I just loved your tutorial at the summit. It was
Oh,
so
thank you.
easy to comprehend and easy to do, and it's like lovely. I love your work,
Oh,
really.
that's and likewise as well. And you do courses as well, Maytel, do you?
Yes, I do workshops. So each time it's like the shell collab that we're doing.
Yes.
It's just one painting and a short workshop. And I also have like the more in-depth courses, like coffee painting from the sketch to the end results. So afterwards you can paint with coffee,
Nice.
anything you want actually. And another course of how to transform your original art into prints. So
Ooh, that's useful, isn't
sounds
it?
fun.
I get asked about that on social media sometimes, don't we? People are interested in that. I think that's something that will really resonate with people. And we do courses too. We do them in person at
And
the school, and
online.
we do online courses. And in fact, where we're sat today, we're sort of in the school garden in the school, aren't
Yeah,
we? In
we
our own
are.
premises. So we do a weekly sheet. Every week we put together some photos that we take from the garden. We talk
Yes.
about that often, don't we, on the podcast?
Yeah.
So this week's sheet, we're going to actually choose colors from the garden to color up the shell. So it's all going to be like a
Yay.
complete sort of cycle.
It's gonna be a shell frenzy.
It's going to be a garden-inspired shell palette.
Yeah,
It made sense at the time, and then it's all
it
nature, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nature puts the best colors together
Oh,
always, and it's
definitely.
a never-ending source of inspiration for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, coffee. One of the things that interests me about painting with coffee is it feels almost. We were talking about how it can look a bit sepia and a bit vintagey, and I love that about it, but it feels a bit as well about like going back to the original roots of watercolor painting, because before we got into being able to make colors chemically, there was a heavy reliance on nature, and there still is, you know, colors like sepia and umber and very earthy tones. And I love the fact that we're still using those very traditional ways of making watercolor paint. But of course, through history, the chemical processes evolved, and I love using brighter colors, so you can't knock them.
No.
But there is something really wholesome about just sort of going back almost to what cavemen were doing right to the start of everything, was just sticking a hand in soil effectively, or coffee. Who knows? Maybe they had
Maybe they had
coffee
coffee.
and just sort of your mark, you know. And I think, like you said, there's something lovely about the simplicity of that, I think.
The like just you know the earthy tones. It's like painting with mud, you know, or just hand painting like kids,
Yeah.
in kindergarten. So yeah.
It's lovely. I know Daniel Smith, who I think is an American brand. I don't know for sure, but it's a very good brand of watercolor. He's got a range of paints which are made with gemstones.
The Mineral Marvels, I believe
Yes,
it's called.
you can get like a color chart, which is the Mineral Marvels, and he groups together all the paints that are from pure minerals. And many of them are sort of like crystals, like amethyst, for instance, which has kind of very strong spiritual properties. And that I'm really interested in as well, the idea that you could give someone, because I think I'm right in saying amethyst is calming, for instance, and we could all do with a bit of that in our
We
lives.
certainly
So
could.
there's something appealing about sort of painting with amethyst, giving someone a,
It's quite beautiful,
maybe
isn't
someone who needs to calm down, which is probably
it?
he's like the most passive aggressive. Yeah, have an amethyst painting.
You
You
can
need
use it.
to
I
down.
knew where you were
I meant
going.
that in the most loving way
I could
possible.
see where you were going
I
with
was
that
thinking, I
one.
had this vision, saw maybe he wasn't very well, and
Or
they were a bit
l a
upset.
stressed out job, and you were just trying to give them a nice
Calm down.
message. In an argument, you could just whip out the amethyst painting. You need to calm down.
Getting overexcited. Calm down. I think I need some amethyst.
I think we
But
do.
yeah.
We're too excited
Yeah, we
today.
are. It's so nice to have a podcast, isn't
It's
it?
so lovely.
Normally just me and you trying to remember what we talked about
I
last
know.
time so we don't repeat ourselves. But yeah,
Yeah,
amazing.
definitely. So, if I may change the subject real quick, Maytel, can I ask you how do you find, what are the effects that you find painting with coffee has on your life?
So I usually like no not many people knows this because usually people imagine artists, they are in their studio, they wake up in the morning, they're going to paint until midnight and go to sleep. But the reality behind it is it's a lot of marketing,
Yeah.
a lot of like behind the scenes. And as I can see it, painting kind of pushed to the side, and not I don't have many like much time to do work on my paintings. Last year was even worse. I painted only in art shows, and between art shows I didn't have much time to paint. So sometimes all the marketing, all the noise around it become so overwhelming that I just need to stop. I take myself in my hands and I say, okay, this is too much for me to handle now. I have to take a break and start a new painting. And then it's kind of like shifted your mind. It's like a meditative state. You're just in your painting, you're like focusing in what brush to take, where to dip it, and it's kind of like a relaxation inside the all like in the middle of all the chaos. And it's kind of like going back to who I am inside and why I started all of this. And so this is like my method, let's say, to relax and not thinking about all the other work. This and going outside to my yard. So backyard is like my heaven with a cup of coffee, and just look at the sky. There are so many beautiful butterflies here and birds and other animals that actually give me inspiration to my paintings. So I have bees here. Actually, we had a huge hive on the roof of my studio. We didn't know about it for a year until it got really crazy.
Oh
Yes. So I have a painting about bees too. And we had an egret just landing in the backyard,
Wow.
so noble and elegant. So I had to also paint an egret in one of my paintings. We have lots of hawks and falcons and night owls around here. So it's kind of like living inside a tiny zoo, let's say. We had raccoons, of course, and ducks and geese in the sky. So it's a really, really lovely place and like
Beautiful.
nature, all my like nature inspiration, let's say, in my paintings.
So relate to that. I think we're exactly the same. We have different wildlife.
We do,
I mean,
yeah.
some of it's the same, and of course, raccoon for you is a very exotic beast to us, isn't
Yeah.
it? We don't have those. We have badgers, I
I
think,
was thinking
instead.
badgers,
Yeah.
literally. Yeah.
Probably does the same ecological job, doesn't it? But I so relate to what you're saying on many levels. The calming and relaxing part of painting, absolutely. 100% getting lost in your own world, 1,000,000%. And I really feel that I'm sort of connecting back to my inner child, and that's something I talk a lot about when I'm teaching. And it's that it's very naive, innocent state where you don't have to worry about all the adult sort of stresses and strains of life, and you're just mucking about with paint, aren't you? And exploring, that's something that I never want to lose. And I've definitely found, I'm so blessed and so lucky that I work with my daughter
Oh, thank
because
you.
she does all the marketing. So
Not all right. Mum certainly helps,
well, I don't know about
but
that. I'm extremely
you're
fortunate.
doing a great job, Emma.
Oh, thank
Thank
you.
you.
And
And
likewise,
likewise.
you are very organized and amazing. But
Thank
you
you.
don't, both of you are actually. And I definitely relate to that, that calm that you talk about, and almost the mindfulness practice of just mark making and being in the moment, which is good for the art and good for the artist, I think, in that sense. The other thing I really sort of resonate with that you're talking about is almost getting the balance right. And I feel that one never does because it's dynamic and moving all the time. But getting the balance right between being an artist and then selling your art and the marketing business side of it. Because I'm actually used to work in retail, I worked in really big sort of blue chip corporate environments. So if I'm not careful, I lapse back into that mindset, and I find myself thinking, "Oh, I wonder what do people more like to buy paintings with trees or flowers?" And you can almost find, if you're not careful, well, I find if I'm not careful, the marketing can start to take over, and you can start to paint what you think's going to sell. And I never want to do that. I want to paint what makes me happy and what I want to say.
Exactly. I feel the same. I do commissions, when people ask me to paint, their family members or their pets, but it's like not what I want to do. I don't want to paint like what people would love. I would like to paint what makes me happy, as you said. And if people love it, I'm happy, Not all the people love it. I really encounter several art collectors in shows, that were like, let's say in a nice language, didn't like my snail on the forehead painting. So and they didn't
Then.
and they didn't were like hiding their revoking feeling. So I don't mind. It makes me laugh. Not everyone love my art, and that's okay. Each one of us has different tastes.
Very true. Were they sort of put off by the coffee angle, or was it what did they articulate why they had that response to your work?
I no, it was the specific specific painting. I have like I love all animals. And when I walk my dogs outside, I see squirrels and bunnies, and I also see snails. And
Oh,
not
my goodness.
once I not once I stopped and took a really long video of a snail, you know, in a winter day, and people are walking down the street with their cars and like, what is she doing?
I love that.
But
Snails need more
snails are
love. They
beautiful,
need
though.
love.
Everything is beautiful in nature. But
Exactly.
I think when fundraising happens for charities, it's much easier to raise money for fluffy, furry, cute-looking things, you know. But actually, nature requires everything has a place, and it's not just the cutesy things
No, it's
that we
true.
need to protect, is it? It's everything. So I'm with you on the snail. I love a snail, and as long as I don't eat too many of my lettuces, that's it. I slightly draw the line there, but if I'm willing to sacrifice the odd lettuce for a beautiful. And I've definitely done watercolor paintings of snails as well. I've just done a commission that I can't really talk about much yet, which is sort of making it sound probably a lot more exciting than it
Mentioned
is
it
yet.
briefly
Oh,
in the
have we? I
podcast
can't remember
before.
what I'm allowed to say, but are we allowed to say it's an advent calendar?
Yes.
Damn, I did anyway. So I've done
Just not
a
who it's for, I think.
okay, great.
I think.
Or and anyway, that includes animals. And what I've done is sort of made them like little people and given them, you know, clothes or put them little
Personalities.
personality. Yes. So that includes a snail as well. Snails can have attitude.
100%. We've all come across a sassy snail in at one point or
Absolutely.
another.
Well, not dissimilar to our shell that we're doing for
Do
the
you know
Polar
what? I thought the same thing
Explorer.
actually. Yeah, similar colors, similar patterns on them.
It's snaily.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
Amazing.
if I may quickly just pick up on something, Maytel, which I thought you said, which was really lovely, is that you paint art, which you really love. And Mum, you said the exact same thing as well. And I think that's really wonderful because, from my perspective, it makes sense that people, like, when you find your niche, that art would do the best. Because, like both of you mentioned, you are literally pouring your love and your inner child and your soul into that. So it kind of makes sense that when you're painting something you love versus trying to sort of please an audience, to me it makes sense that you would have more enjoyment painting what you love, and you would probably produce a better product because it's got more soul in.
Yes.
100%. And I absolutely think that's why I'm not worried about AI, because AI can do a lot of things, but it can't do a soul, you know. I just think, you know, there's a place for it. There's a place for everything. But in a way, I think the presence of so many AI images just makes what we do even more precious,
Yeah, that's
because
true,
it's
actually.
second. Exactly.
Yeah, I
Exactly. There will be always collectors for real art,
That
you
comes
know,
from the
real
heart.
handmade.
Real art that
Real
comes from
art
the
that comes from.
heart.
Oh,
Oh!
MG, we need t-shirts. I see it now. Caps, mouse mats. Sorry, I was lapsing into my corporate mindset
Mugs,
there. Paint sets,
socks.
heart-shaped pillows. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
definitely. And one of the things that I still ruminate over and still think about a lot, when I was a student way back when, which was like in the 80s, long time ago, and I did a dissertation, and I wrote my dissertation rather anarchically, about the distinction between art, design, and craft, which is just something that fascinated me, because I was a knitwear designer actually at college, which was sort of seen as a craft and therefore bottom of the heap. Because certainly in the UK anyway, and I don't know about the States, but at the time, certainly, and I think still today, there is this sort of hierarchy where you put art at the top because you can philosophize about it. And it comes from the heart, and historically, if we're honest, mostly done by men, or certainly the famous ones. And then design was slightly below art, in the hierarchy, because, you know, it was sullied by industry and making money, you know, which was important, but not as sort of important as philosophy. And then right at the bottom there was craft, which was mostly done by women for free. So it's like, that really interests, and I know that's a horrible simplification, but that whole sort of hierarchy really interested me. And I have two sisters who are both artists, and I was a designer all my life. And so I think that's probably where I had that chip on my shoulder because of that. But I've always been really interested in that distinction because I love using pattern in my art, which is normally something that one associates with design. But I would say, having reflected on it, I'm in my 60th year, I think you do have put more heart into art. I really
Oh,
think
another
you do.
shirt.
It's the same one as before.
Oh, is it? Oh, there's my fantastic memory.
I'm just working on a one-liner
I
that we could
love
have. But I think, and whereas with design, I don't think you put that love and care into it because
it.
it's not coming from, it's not your unique point of
You've
view.
got almost less to say, and that's coming from me, and I actually really
Yeah.
enjoy design.
Yeah, and me too. I'm not,
Not that
I'm,
you,
and
yeah.
I honestly, personally, I'm sort of being bitchy about this hierarchy thing because I see it in society. For myself, actually, I don't, I see art and design as the same.
Okay,
But it's
yeah.
just something, you know, even just with producing an artwork, if you're producing it as a design, there's a sort of ceiling as to how much you can charge for it. But
Yeah.
if it's as art, suddenly the price sort of, you know, and it isn't just about making money, but it's an interesting gauge, isn't it,
Yeah.
as to the value of things. So
Very
I find all of
interesting.
that quite interesting.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that. And
Yeah.
there are artists. I mean, I guess, you know, it's not an art history lesson, is it? But Andy Warhol was really challenging that in the 60s when he was doing his screen prints and of Campbell's soup using industrial methods to really challenge, you know, that distinction.
That's
But I
true.
do think it's still there a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
it is
Yeah.
that whole, I don't know whether I'm an illustrator or an artist sort of thing. You know, I think I'm both. Depends what day you ask me, what I'm working on. Fun, but it's all watercolors, isn't it? The other thing I'm interested in with watercolor and your beautiful coffee art is what I only learned this because I was doing a bit of research about different paints and using coffee and natural mediums, organic mediums, and things like the painting. And I came across a term for something I've been doing for 5 years and I didn't know what it was called, which apparently is new watercolors. Or no, modern watercolors. I can't now, of course, I can't remember whether it's new or modern. I think it's modern. And what that is in modern watercolors, you're allowed to not just use watercolors, apparently, and it can still be called
Oh
watercolor,
my
which is
goodness.
like ridiculous. But I think like old school watercolor, it had to be just pure watercolor, and that was it.
Yeah.
And if you
Yeah.
used inks or anything else, it's not. It's mixed media now, but
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
in modern watercolors, it's kind of okay. So I,
Wow.
because I've been messing around with inks a bit, haven't I?
Yeah.
Acrylic inks and really enjoying that. Actually, they're quite fun to work with.
It
And what?
reminds me that in art shows, they don't have like coffee category, you know. And when
Yeah.
I need to sign up for an exhibition, I just pick watercolor because it's the most like resembling technique. But until they have coffee category,
I love it.
yep.
Oh.
So I know that people like doing combinations, it's hard for them to just settle with brown, you know. So they do combinations of watercolor and coffee.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like at the edge of my, like, I have to try it one time, you know, just to add one color maybe to the coffee painting. And every time I mention it to like ordinary people, not artists, and they said, no, you have to keep just like, this is what's unique about what you do, and you need to keep it just coffee, because
I
if
can see
it's
that though.
also other stuff, it's like, you know,
Yeah.
it's out of your niche, let's
Yeah.
say.
No, I
Yeah.
understand that.
Well, I think we shouldn't perhaps put ourselves in categories, and maybe you'll do that in the future, and maybe you know, you'll invent some really original way of combining coffee with something else. That's the joy of art.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
I know.
Yeah. But what I was wondering, and again, forgive my ignorance on this, because I love coffee as well, but I just know about drinking it, and that's making it, drinking it is kind of my
Extent,
repertoire.
yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we just had our coffee machine fixed today. It
Today,
was very
yay.
terrifying because I had no coffee machine and my life was barely worth living. But anyway, we're back online, so that's good. Why I'm a bit overexcited, to be honest. Too
Too much
much.
coffee.
Too much.
Too much.
What I was wondering, this might be a silly question, so forgive me if it is, but like, are there different blends? Because I know, like, you can get coffee that when you make the coffee, it's a lot darker. And I don't know, like Brazilian blend or Italian or French coffee might be lighter. And also, you can get different roasts, can't you? Because presumably, the more roasted the coffee is, the darker it gets, I would have thought. And also, the coffee, but they're red, are they, when they're in their natural raw state? Whether you could paint with that as well, I don't know.
So I was trying to let's say the secret, okay? So I
Oh,
only
it's
exclusive.
an
This
exclusive.
is just instant coffee.
Yay. Brilliant.
Okay, so I can
Oh, you
roast all
think?
kinds of like fancy espresso or Colombian beans, or and we have like a now we have a fancy machine that grinds the beans, and but it has a like grainy part inside,
I can imagine.
so I can't like I can like layer tons of like layers to make dark tones, but each coffee, or you if people ask me if it's a Turkish coffee, you know, but all the coffee that has grains inside, it's really hard and messy to paint with.
Makes perfect sense.
So you need like a creamy feeling of the coffee in order it to act like watercolor. And I can tell another secret here,
Thank you.
which is why I love to paint with coffee so much. I love watercolors as well. They have like all different spiel on why I love watercolors. But the thing that you can do with coffee, and it's hard to do with watercolor, is erasing mistakes. So watercolors, once they're on the paper, you can lift a bit of it, you know, but you'll still have a stain, maybe really light stain, but you still have a stain. You can like try and remove more and more color. And with coffee, you just take a dump brush and you can erase mistakes.
Amazing.
So it's so like forgiving
Does that give you
comparing to watercolors.
Oh, sorry. Does that give you a problem when you're layering, though? Does it start to lift the layer underneath when you're working with it, if you were layering one over another?
I can still do the lifting, and I can, if I layer even like, I don't know, 40 layers of coffee,
Oh my
I
goodness.
can still dig inside, you know, with a lot of water and get to the bottom.
How wonderful.
So,
Great. Oh, I see the appeal.
I see the
You're
appeal.
winning me over.
Mum, should we rethink our
Yeah,
strategy?
let's get some coffee. That's fantastic. No, I like
Yeah,
that.
with watercolor you need to be really
Committed.
you need to plan ahead everything. Yeah, what's going to stay white, or use the masking fluid, or you know, you need to plan ahead every step, because the wrong step may result in a stain you didn't expected, you know, at the first place. So and I find like using only the white of the paper as like some people see it as a limitation, but I see it, okay, this is my baseline. And if I want to leave it white, I usually leave it white or using masking fluid, but I try to plan ahead, but I know that if I do a mistake, I can always correct it. So it's like
Good.
I imagine that makes it really beginner friendly and quite welcoming.
Yes, definitely. This is why I love it so much, and I didn't hear about this before, you know, I did a like an online course of watercolors actually, and one of the classes where it was coffee painting. And I thought like this is a huge idea, and I never heard about this before. And Now with social media, I found more coffee
Unity.
artists all over the world.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have a really big community of coffee artists in the Philippines. They grow the coffee there,
Wow.
so they have lots of farmers that grow the coffee, and they support their farmers with their coffee art.
Yeah. Oh,
So it's
beautiful. Wow.
it's beautiful. It's and you know I see, like, I scroll through Instagram and I can see a specific style. Like, all of them are painting with coffee, but I can recognize each artist with his different style, although everything is brown. You know, everything is coffee.
That's that human soul
Exactly.
style, isn't
That's
it, we're
the
talking about?
putting the piece of yourself into it.
That
That's
absolutely
beautiful.
proves it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's recognizable.
I
It's
love
so
that. Yeah.
beautiful. Absolutely lovely.
We could, I'm just joking, but we could put you to the test. And now I'm
No.
joking, but we could do like a game show and say,
For
who do you reckon this is? Just like,
sure.
be fun to know. A good experiment.
Oh, no, that's
Yeah.
good.
That is
But
amazing.
I like that idea that you can rub everything
Yeah,
out.
me
That's
too.
very appealing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of the things. I occasionally do a bit of digital art as well. I might do a watercolor painting and put some mark making and scan it, bring it into the computer. And it's not my favorite,
You
actually.
sort of clean up.
Maybe, yeah, a little bit sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah.
Less and less, actually. But one of the nice things about digital is you can undo it and go
Well,
backwards.
that's exactly. I got into a little bit of digital art in the pandemic, I think, and that was the thing which made me think, yep, I want to try this. I can hit undo. Great.
But now you can copy.
There you go.
So it's
So
like, comes
yeah,
with undo.
I love
That's
it. Oh, comes
wonderful.
with undo. That'd be a great coffee art brand or something. I
It
don't
would.
know.
Would you ever do like coffee illustrations for coffee retailers? Or was that
So I tried to contact several. It's part of the marketing program I have.
Yeah.
I did
Oh, it'd be
several
perfect.
collaborations with coffee shops, like around here, two coffee shops around here, and one in LA and one in Germany.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it's fun because we have the same audience who loves coffee,
Yeah.
and you know, and the connection between coffee and art in a coffee shop, it's like, yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Oh,
That's so
perfect.
fun. Can
Yeah.
I ask if you remember off the top of your head, what was that art like in subject and what was it used for? Like, was it a picture of a coffee cup and was it used for a poster? Like, can I just ask more about that commission you got?
Yeah, so there are many like restaurants and coffee shops maybe that presents like local artists' art on their walls. So I had like this kind of collaboration that I put my art on their walls, mostly prints, not the original art. And one coffee shop, we did like an event out of it. I had several events, but this one was like to attract more audience into the coffee shop. So I was there all day painting with coffee so people can come and ask questions. And I did like a little raffle. So each one that bought coffee got a ticket to the raffle. And it was like really, really nice event. I did some of like this kind of events more locally than far away. But yeah, it was a really nice collaboration, and it's a win-win, you know.
Beautiful.
It
I love that.
I'd love that.
Wow.
I'd like a mug with a beautiful coffee watercolor painting on
Oh,
it.
that would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, how about even like the mug and then the inside of the
I was
mug?
thinking that,
Yeah, has a
but you
beautiful
discover a
coffee. Yeah.
surprise and
Oh,
you don't know whether it's what you've just drunk or if
exactly.
it printed
Kind of
on.
like tea leaves. Yeah. Ooh.
We're merchandising again.
I
Oh,
That
wonderful.
sounds so
Oh,
beautiful. I
yes.
absolutely love that. That just sounds very What comes to mind is Little House on the Prairie, which I think we very briefly mentioned
We're
on the
slightly
podcast
obsessed
before,
by, if we're honest.
which is America. So we're like,
If you're America, it's gonna be really naff.
it's probably like, oh, I've heard that one before,
We
but
love it though.
it that just what you described just sounds really lovely and really small community. It sort of reminds me of what you were saying about the Filipino artists working with their local farmers. I don't know, just there seems to be a very nice Little House on the Prairie vibe with coffee, doesn't there? It seems to be some sort
Well,
of,
coffee does bring people together as well, doesn't it? It can be
Yeah.
quite a sociable drink,
That is
isn't it? Which is
true.
nice. Yeah, because quite often art can be a bit lonely, can't it? It was sort of spend hours and hours. Secretly, I love it, but on my own in a studio painting. And it's very nice to have a more sociable element, isn't it? Where you can have a community and meet like-minded people. We're just on in a similar vein, not as beautiful as what you're doing, but we're launching a sketch club, aren't we? And in fact, by the time the podcast goes out, it will be up and running,
Yes, it
won't
will.
it?
Unfortunately, this is an in-person sketch club
It
event,
is
so
that,
not
yeah,
all of our
sorry.
listeners will be able to.
No.
Maytel, you're welcome to come, but you might
Yes,
need
come.
a plane.
And it's just a couple.
Oh, it sounds so exciting.
But that's a similar idea, really. We just thought it'd be nice to reach out to the local sketchy community and just get people together. I now insist we serve coffee in your honour.
Absolutely.
We will recommend people do courses with you to learn how to paint with.
Oh.
But I want to
Thank
do
you,
that
thank
too.
you.
I think I'll be doing one of your courses as
Yeah,
well.
sounds
So
amazing.
yeah, it does sound really good.
I'm
And I think
intrigued.
if you've perhaps already got those watercolor skills, I'm hoping it won't be too difficult just to learn to apply. I don't know, that might be very
It's
big.
easier. If you
Oh, it's
know
easier.
watercolors, yeah, coffee, it's much easier. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. A bit of light relief. I'm sure you're being very generous. I'm sure it's not easier, but
No.
it's kind of you to say.
So, just to change the subject a bit again, if I may, we were talking earlier about how gardening and art are forms of slowing down. And Maytel, you beautifully put it as tangible magic. Can I ask for your thoughts on that?
Sure. So I believe that I think I'm better at art than in gardening because I killed a few plants before. But when you plant a seed, let's say a tomato, and you need a lot of patience to wait and to give it everything it needs, the light, the water, nutrition, everything, and only after a while you can see something comes out of the soil, and then you need to wait for it to grow a tomato, which is a long time, and also you need to protect it from insects or animals. Or so if I think about art the same way. You have the blank paper. So at first you're thinking about like, what should I paint? It might take you a while to find your inspiration, but when you have something on your mind, now you need to create something from nothing, exactly like with the tomato seed. So you start by doing the sketch, and you correct here and there. And then you start part after part building like your new painting. And sometimes there are like coffee spills, the wrong coffee spills on your paper or the dirty water or other interruptions that you need to stop in the middle and go do something else. And eventually, when you have your painting done, after a while, like you waited for the tomato to grow, you need to protect it so it won't like tear or get dust or all kinds of environmental things that can ruin your painting. So I think while you're waiting or while you're painting is have a similarity of lots of patience, And you can never know. Like, you can imagine how it will be at the end, or how good the tomato will taste in your mouth, but you can never know. It's like the unseen results. Sometimes it will surprise you, sometimes you will be upset with the result. But it has so many similarities to gardening. That's my feeling. I really adore, like, my mom used to garden a lot. She loved her garden, always flowers everywhere. And each season she would change the flowers, and everything was also so colorful. And as I mentioned, I'm not so good at gardening, especially when we have a puppy in the backyard and he's like digging all over the place and taking everything out of the ground. But I think painting is much
I think
than
that's
this.
absolute
Yeah, and
gorgeous.
very true, actually. That really resonates. And I would add to that beautiful description. I think the other thing is both things are very honest. It's sort of, it is what it is. There's no, you
Cheating.
can't gaslight it. You can't fake it. It just is what it is. And I love that. Gardening is literally down to earth. And it's one of the things I really enjoy about it is the more effort you put in, the more you get out. You can't, if you don't do all those beautiful steps that you described, then you won't get the result at the end that you hope for. And I agree that you don't know exactly. There's that wonderful element of chance, which is watercolor generally, I think, and I suspect also painting with coffee, is when you do a wet on wet wash, you don't exactly know how, you have to kind of go with, roll with the punches a little bit. It's controlled, but there's still that element of creativity, which I really enjoy, actually. And that's a really beautiful analogy,
So
isn't
I
it?
absolutely love that. Ironically, that painted a picture in
Yay!
my brain. I don't know, it really reiterates that classic saying of it's about the journey and not the destination. Although I suppose with your beautiful explanation, it's almost about both. It's kind of about the journey of either the tomato growing or the artwork, the steps building. And then also you get your lovely surprise at the end. So yeah, I think thank you for that. That was put really
I think
beautifully.
I would also add, the other way I think they're very similar is in terms of design, back to that, because I'm a professional planting and garden designer and I teach planting design. And when we're doing that, there's three things we're really interested in, and that's color, shape,
Shape
and
and
texture.
texture.
And it's exactly the same when you're painting. I know when I'm doing a, maybe a flower painting or a floral sort of scene, if I put something rounded near to something pointed and jagged, I'm going to get interesting contrast. And it's exactly the same in planting, literally
There you
exactly the
go.
same. So that's interesting. So definitely, and that's why we're inspired by the garden for our weekly sheet, isn't
Yes.
it?
Absolutely. And Maytal even touched on that earlier towards the beginning of the podcast when you were saying you go out into your garden and you sort of get inspiration from nature, and that's why you paint your beautiful snail and your birds and everything. And we talk about that so often because that's completely what happens with us.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
thank you for bringing that up. If people are interested to hear more about our weekly sheets, which we touched on earlier, you can see some info on that in the description and in the show
I've
notes.
got one big difference for you, though, which is, and you may disagree with me, which is interesting.
I'm excited to hear this. What is
I like to be challenging.
the difference? You're gonna throw a
So,
wrench in the
no, I'm
works.
not, because all of that is 100% true and it absolutely resonates with me big time. But one thing I sort of have been a professional garden designer and gardening for over 20 years, and painting more recently than that, so a few years, but it's not 20. Although I've done art all my life, literally since I was at college, but sort of seriously professionally painting for a few years. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed about the painting side is that you're creating something permanent. If you use the right inks, and I don't know about coffee, that would be an interesting thing to ask you. But I love the idea that you're creating an image, a painting, which can then be scanned, so it can also be digital, that's there forever potentially. It's kind of a legacy, isn't it? Which, whereas with a garden, one of the joys of it and that I wouldn't change it for the world is it's utterly dynamic. So I always say, when you plant up a border, by the time you've turned your back on it and you've started walking back into the house, it's already different. It's an ever-changing thing, which is the joy of a garden, particularly in England, because we have very distinct seasons. So, and I do enjoy those. We sort of moan when it's the autumn
I
because
do. I've already mentioned in this podcast how I despise autumn.
but without autumn, we can't have the spring that we
That's
have,
true.
so I love the sort of cycles and everything. So
It's beautiful.
that is one difference, perhaps.
A random similarity, not between that, between gardens and children, is that they're growing. I don't know why that made me think of when you were talking about art and like leaving your legacy. I don't know why that made me think of like children and leaving your legacy. So maybe there's a whole similarity between art, children, and gardens
Well,
in a child.
giving birth, because I
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
producing an artwork can feel a bit like giving
Do you
birth.
feel that, Maytel?
Yes,
Yeah.
definitely. Like from the idea of it to the end results, yeah, it's
All that pushing.
yeah, yeah.
You've done it four times though, so you're much more
Yeah.
of an expert. I've only done it twice.
Yes, definitely. But
It's
you enjoy the fruits, you enjoy
oh
the
my God.
kids, you enjoy the arts. Yeah.
Absolutely. And is coffee permanent? Is it sort of what's it like
So
in terms of like
yeah, so it's very permanent. After it gets dry, it's like water painting. You put it under a frame. I take more precautions in terms of fading or all kinds of stuff. Although if it's in a dark place, it will never fade. Not dark, but not like in direct sunlight. But I usually spray it, all my paintings. I spray them with a fixative spray, and then a double precautions. I seal it with wax.
Wow.
It's the same technique that people use for watercolors, which I learned over time, and then I put it under a frame. So it's completely sealed and
That
protected.
painting ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
love
Interesting.
it. Wow. Thank you.
In the wax, can I ask you more about that? We should know that as
Yeah.
watercolor
Yeah.
artists, but
Yeah. It's kind of it's comes in a tiny jar, and you take like a water paper towel and dip it in the wax and just go over your painting. And it gives it like a shell texture, and it's completely sealed it from moisture.
Wow.
Great.
I think I can imagine seeing
It's like another varnish,
a video of
effectively.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
perfect.
Wow.
Wow, excellent. And
Interesting.
natural as well, because wax, of course, is another natural material, isn't it? Yeah.
You're a natural girly, which I like.
We're nature girls, aren't
We
we?
certainly
Yeah.
are.
Oh, amazing. Well,
Beautiful.
it's so wonderful to speak with someone who's sort of, so far away, thousands of miles away, to find we've got so much in common.
So much in common. Yeah.
It's really lovely. It's
Too
really good. And
beautiful.
I've really enjoyed doing this collab
Me
with the
too.
shell painting.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, thank
Yeah.
you. And I hope we can maybe work again in the future together because you're a joy
For
to
sure.
such a lovely lady. It's been
Thank you. So are you
lovely
guys, girls.
to Thank
Amazing.
you.
Oh.
Well, before we go, I think Maytel has a fantastic free gift for our audience.
Yes.
You like to speak on that?
Yeah. So it's the 8-step formula to spark your creativity. It has different ways how you can get inspiration, how you can organize your place. You don't need a fancy studio to paint. Just have a corner in your home, and have the vibes that will cause you the energy to look for inspirations. And there is also lots of link inside this gift that are leading to royalty-free photos websites. So you
Beautiful.
can just scroll and get your inspirations.
Thank you.
your inspiration ideas for painting. So it's a really cool gift, and I give it to anyone that sign up for my list.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to have a little look at that.
Yeah,
That sounds
sounds good.
fantastic.
And the link to that will be in the description and the show notes. So if anyone's interested,
Go for it.
then I certainly am. I'll be signing up. So just to remind everyone, starting next week, very exciting, on the 28th of August, we have our collab, which will go live.
Yay!
Yay.
So just a little bit about this collab, and just I'll say straight away, if you want more details or to sign up, please visit the link in the description and in the show notes. But just as a very brief summary, it's about an hour, a little bit more than an hour, free tutorial video. In that, you will have handouts and you'll learn watercolor techniques and coffee techniques. And you'll have access to this fantastic club for 4 days, which is pretty cool. So yeah, so if you subscribe to either of our mailing lists right now, you can get the free sketch in your inbox straight away, which is pretty exciting. And you'll receive email reminders about the upcoming collab. So yeah,
Yeah, so the sketch is the shell
the
that's
sketch
then
is the
gonna
shell.
it's gonna
Thank
get.
you.
So in the collab video, we're gonna paint it twice, which is really exciting. Once with watercolors and once
Yes.
with coffee.
Thank you for
So it
reiterating.
no, but it I'm really excited about it. I think it's such a I've never seen that before.
No.
It was not our idea. I think it was your idea, Maytel, and
Yeah.
it's a very good one. I love it.
Yeah.
See the
Thank
difference.
you. Yeah, I'm excited as well to this collab class. And I think it's like, since it's free, just invite friends over and do it together. Do it with your kids. It's a really nice tutorial, and you
We
can
kept it
learn
quite
so much
short,
from
haven't
it.
we? Sorry to talk over you. We kept it quite short. So if you're not a sort of geared up for producing lots of artwork, you can do it in an evening. That's what
Yeah.
we thought. It's just
Yes.
a fun light exercise.
Yeah.
And make something beautiful that you can give away. You could even include amethyst. If someone needs to chill
Calm
out, calm
down.
down.
Definitely.
Impossible. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Well, we better
Well,
let this lovely lady
I
go
know we
because
could keep
we
chatting
could.
forever.
We could. And I'm going to keep her talking till we've fixed up that visit in California. I'm very
Yeah.
excited.
Yeah.
My Californian poppies are blooming away at the moment,
Oh.
so I
Oh.
give you every time I see them. So brilliant. Thank you
Oh.
so much for your time
Yeah.
and sharing all
Of
your
course.
amazing
Thank you,
sights.
you lovely ladies. It was really a pleasure.
Oh, well, likewise. They will send you lots of love across the pond and see you in the collab video.
Yay. Yay. Awesome. Thanks,
Thanks so
everyone.
much.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.